You're listening to the TJ and Jody's House Podcast on the Ace and TJ Family.
Hi, welcome to TJ and Jody's House.
Yay. All right, I don't know how long I'm going to be able to make it before my voice gives out.
Yeah, you don't sound good.
Even though I do think I sound sexy with a congested voice. Maybe I'm the only one that thinks that. But whatever. So Jody is in a lavender sundress type thing today.
Very cute.
Thanks. Showing off your new Florida tan that you got last week.
I'm losing my Florida tan.
I know. It's been cloudy here.
Mm-hmm. It has.
Mm-hmm.
By the way.
What?
Ace just did that thing for that video.
Yeah.
And you were sitting beside him, and you made him look very white.
So, whoops. So my tan made Ace look white on the video. So we have a lot to tell you about some activities. There are some action that happened on our vacation. But first, thanks to our wonderful sponsor for TJ and Jody's House called Sweet Dreams Mattress and Furniture. Yep. Sweet Dreams Mattress and Furniture. Make it harder for you to get up in the mornings, first of all, because their mattresses are so comfortable you don't want to wake up in the mornings. Hard enough waking up to go to work and everything, but when you're on a Sweet Dreams mattress, it makes it even that much harder because it's so comfortable.
Right.
And the furniture is fantastic because they have a dream team of designers there. Now, how does it work, Jody, with our furniture? We have a couch and four swivel recliners. Mm-hmm. Yep. So we went in, we sat in the chairs and all, said these are so comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And then I picked out the fabric that they were going to be made of, right?
Yeah, you did?
Yeah.
No, you didn't. No.
And then, then they make it. Out of the fact, they have a bunch of different choices of things. You get the feel of it, you look at it, get the right color and all.
Yep. They have material too where that you, if you spill something on it, it'll just come right out.
Yeah, because I spill a lot of stuff.
You do.
Mm-hmm.
You do.
And the delivery team is great. They're very, very efficient and friendly. And I said that before Sweet Dreams even started sponsoring anything.
Right.
They're very nice.
They are.
Very nice fellas that showed up at our house delivering that furniture. So they've been around for a while in the Lake Norman, Charlotte area. Their furniture is great. Their mattresses are great. Their people are great. If you want to find out more about Sweet Dreams Mattress and Furniture, go to acetj.com/mattress. acetj.com/mattress. Sweet Dreams Mattress and Furniture. Sounds like a sweet deal to me.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So, we haven't seen Mr. Todd in a while.
Oh, we haven't.
Mm-mm. That's right.
Yeah, we were on vacation.
Yeah. And then
you stay on vacation. You're always on vacation doing something. All right, so we got all of the crazy stories, and also, if you watch the video of our, if you just listen to the podcast, you may want to go back and look at the video on acetj.tv because we have some visual elements of the show this week.
To get here on 4th of July,
huh?
It's going to be 4th of July when you hear this.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Cool.
Tell them happy
4th of July.
Yeah.
Happy Independence
Happy 4th
Day.
Of July.
Yay. All right, we'll get to all that coming up next.
TJ and Jody's House. TJ and Jody's House.
Welcome back. Okay, so we were in Florida last week. It was Jody, our daughter Lainey, and me.
Mm-hmm.
The boy didn't go
because he refused to go.
Right.
We begged.
We covered all that in the last one. I think when we were about to go. He just doesn't like the beach, and he didn't want to go, and he stayed home by himself.
Yeah.
Weirdo that he is.
Yeah.
So let me just give you an idea of how Jody looks at things when it comes to me.
Oh God.
So I have a routine that I go through about sunscreen. Okay. So I'll go out for a little while with no sunscreen, and then I'll put on SPF 15. And then after I've been out in that in a while, then I'll put on SPF 30. So Jody and Lainey start with 30. That's all they wear is 30 sunscreen. So there are three of us, and we're out at the beach one day, and we're using the spray sunscreen. And I said, do we have any more 30? And Jody says, have you already used all that sunscreen? There are three of us using it. But if it's gone, it's because I've used all of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about that. So you tend to overdo things with sprays, I've noticed. Pam, cooking stuff, You go berserk with the spray. And then I watched you with the sunscreen, and you're spraying your back, but you're not spraying your back. You're spraying up, and then it just flies off. It flies up in the air, and you hope some of it lands. Mm-hmm. Then you do this. And the wind's blowing. I mean, I see what you're doing. And then you are so, like, I'll put it on, and then in 2 hours, I'll go put on more. Every time we looked up, he was spraying something. And it wasn't every 2 hours. It was like every 15 minutes.
No, it's.
And then you get under the umbrella.
No, I wouldn't spray before I got under the umbrella. I would just, because it was so hot.
Oh, it was so hot.
I spent a lot of time under the umbrella, mm-hmm. which I usually don't do. But the 15 is for an hour, and then 30 after that. I think I do apply every hour.
Yeah.
But I think you're supposed to every hour and 20 minutes, I think, is when you're supposed to reapply.
I don't know. I don't know the specifics. I just know if I feel like after 2 hours, I'll just go put some more on.
Yeah.
And you don't burn, so I don't know. I don't know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But you do overspray. I'm sorry, but you do.
I overspray.
You overspray, not your body.
Yeah.
The air.
But I'm getting it on me. I can't. I turn so the spray, if I'm trying to spray my back, it does. The wind blows it onto me.
And I've sprayed your back.
Yeah.
I spray your back. Lainey will spray your back, but we just don't want to get up every 15, 20 minutes. And she even agreed that you don't sit down.
That I don't what?
You don't sit down. The only time you would sit down is if you were under the umbrella, listening to something on your, I don't know what you were listening to. You had your AirPods in, and you'd fall asleep. Yeah. Otherwise, you were up.
Do we walk?
Yeah, I'll walk around. Walk, or talk.
Boy, you ain't walking. No, I mean, I'll just
walk. Walk around the immediate area there.
Yeah,
Walk
to the water. Come back. Dig through some bags.
Cornhole.
No.
No.
Dig through
bags.
Yeah, I'm looking for snacks and sunscreen.
Sunscreens and I don't know. Just a lot going on.
Yeah. Yeah, anything that I can do to get on their nerves.
You weren't on my nerves. You know, it was just something whatever. We observed. It went on my nerves.
Mm-hmm. One day I was up, Todd, because I was trying to rescue a child who was lost.
Oh, I think I heard part of that.
Yeah, there was a kid that went. He was missing. His mom couldn't find him. And people were combing the beach looking for him. And I almost snatched up a kid that fit the description, but it wasn't him.
That would have been crazy. Yeah.
Because, I mean, because
he wanted to be the star.
Oh, yeah, I wanted to be the hero.
It's not the fact that the kid was found. He just wanted to be the hero.
Because when they said, we found the kid, everybody was like, yeah. And I was like, damn. Who found him? Who got to find him?
Mm.
Did you let your kid go?
Well, I had asked all the people around, is that little, because the little boy was out there playing on one of those little boards.
Boogie board.
Yeah. And he fit the description, and they said, no, that's not our kid. And I was on the way out in the water to get him, and his name was Ivan. They said his name's Ivan. So I'm about to start yelling, Ivan. And then there's one woman standing in the water that I hadn't asked, and I didn't want to go ask her because I didn't want her to say that was her kid. But she said it was hers. He's mine.
Like, yeah.
All right. So then I get back to the area where we were, and I said, yeah, they found him. Oh, great.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great. Nice.
And then I said, well, his mom needs to do two things, hug him and then whip his ass.
True. I don't know how you leave. I don't know how you leave your kid at the beach, but. Whatever.
No, I mean, he just ran off. She could have been dealing with another kid, one of her other kids, and he took off.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, yeah, she should have whooped him. Do you think she did?
No.
Nah, probably not.
Probably not.
So then, was it the second morning that you had the video that you took from our balcony?
Yep.
So I come outside. Jody's always out on the little deck patio area drinking coffee in the morning.
In solitude.
And, and I let you stay out there by yourself.
Thank you. I need it.
Well, she's doing her daily devotion stuff and all that. So when I went out there finally, she showed me this video. And how did that get your attention? Was it just people gathering down on the beach that morning?
Yeah, they just gathered, and I stood up because we were on basically the fourth floor, and so I could see everything. So I jumped up, and everybody was gathered, and what do I see? A shark, and they're all watching it, and it is so close. It is right there.
In the water.
In the water. So I start videoing. And I zoom in, and it's flopping. It's like going upside down, and it's coming back up, and then it, kind of that. And then it would swim, and then it would do it again. And then it stayed along close, like, and people were following it down the beach. So I sent it to our daughter's boyfriend, because he's all about sharks. And I said, look at this. And he said, something's wrong with that shark. Like, it wouldn't be. Yeah. Flopping like that. It's like it's trying to get back. Either it's trying to die on the beach, or it's trying to get back out to the ocean. So, what was it? We got home, and that was on the second day we were there. So we got home then, like, what, 6 days later, 5 days later. And Lainey, our daughter, sees a video or sees pictures from that beach that morning.
On Facebook.
So I don't know how she got that, but something with Destin or something. Anyway, the shark was up on the land, and it had died, and it had to be that same shark. It was the same time of morning. Yeah. And they showed, there was a picture of it where a dolphin attacked it because it was going at, that shark was going after the babies. Oh, wow. And the dolphin attacked it, and you can see where it just destroyed it.
Yeah, he sent me a picture.
Yeah, so, Todd's editing them into the videos. We're talking about it.
Yeah, so. And so it died.
Yeah. The dolphins
don't mess around. You know,
they will tear up a shark.
Well, I saw.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's his snout area has a big hole in it.
Ugh.
Where the dolphin ran.
But I think somebody saw that before it got down to where I saw it. I think somebody saw where it was, where the dolphin attacked it, like further down or further out.
Mm-hmm.
And how big do you think it was? Like,
it was about a 5 foot shark, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was freaky.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a bull shark? Is that a bull shark?
I couldn't tell in the pictures though. I can usually, if I'm seeing them swimming or whatever, I can tell if it's a bull shark, but that bull shark is the most common breed of shark in that area.
But maybe somebody, when they see the pictures, can tell us what, that knows more about sharks, can tell us what it is. But after that, I didn't see these pictures of it dying. So after that, I was like, oh, I mean, it was, you'll see in the video. I'll send you that. Yeah. And the video is super close.
Yeah, it's right up there by the shoreline.
The only good thing about that area is the water is clear, like pool water. So you can see, but I don't. Oof.
Yeah. Well, it's clear, but sometimes it has this disgusting algae in it.
Oh, and he was like high maintenance about that.
They call it June grass. It comes in with the in that area with the tide and all. Oof. And I won't get in the water with that. I would rather go into water I can't see through than to go into that water and have that stuff touching me everywhere.
Is insane what you just said. I would rather see it than to not see it.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, what I'm saying is that...
It's slime.
I know.
Pretend like you're on Nickelodeon and you got slimed.
It's just this... It's like... it's kind of like seaweed, but it's an algae. But if you go into water that you can't see through, like a Hilton Head or something, or Emerald Isle in South Carolina, you can't see through the water, but you don't have that stuff either.
Yeah, you can't see that shark coming up either.
No, but
I do not.
So I don't think I got back in the water. If that slime was out there, I wouldn't get in the water.
Can you believe that? I mean, really?
If I need to cool off, I just go up. I would
spray sunscreen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
spray myself down with sunscreen.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I was under the umbrella so much.
Yeah,
trying to cool off since I couldn't cool off in the water.
Well, you could. You were just being high maintenance.
Ooh, gross.
High maintenance.
I'm not getting in that mess.
It wasn't that bad. I was in it.
Yeah, but I mean,
stuck to my bathing suit a little bit. I just pulled it off.
Oh my god!
It was a little piece.
He acts people like walk it's just around covered. Looking like they got wet spinach.
Nobody
stuck
did.
To them.
Nobody looked like that.
I walked out there one time just to pee, and when I pee in the ocean, I go about ankle deep and then pee.
Ankle deep.
Yeah, I mean, I just.
I hope that's a lie.
I mean, I do the whole, like I'm peeing on the ground. I just,
you're
like,
so gross.
Over the top of my swimsuit.
He's lying. He's such a liar.
I just pull it out in peace. Big deal.
Stop.
But anyway, I went out there to pee, and then I went up to make those drinks. And when I got up there, and I took my, because I put my phone in my pocket to go upstairs. And then when I got upstairs, took my phone out of my pocket, there was a piece of that algae stuck to my phone where it had been in my pocket.
Oh, my gosh.
Ugh.
You got like it's dirt, mud. It's fine.
I would rather be in the dirt and mud than that.
No.
No amoebas on me.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not going back.
Oh,
you're never going back.
June grass. I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
So, did anything else happen that we need that's interesting?
We didn't do much.
No,
we sat on the beach.
Yeah, we went out to eat
once.
One night, it was our daughter's birthday.
Yep.
And you can see this picture. We were in a place called the Red Bar in Grayton Beach, Florida. And as you can see, it's really, really a red bar because we look red in this picture.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Are you putting that picture up?
Yeah.
Which one?
It's just a picture Lainey took of you and me in the red bar. We look like we've been painted red. Yeah.
Okay.
Because the lights in there are red.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was hot. Hot, hot, hot.
Mm-hmm. But we didn't, I mean, we really, even our daughter who just turned 22, excuse me, she wanted to be in the bed by 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, because when you go out there all day like that and it's so hot, I mean, it felt like one day, I think they said it felt like 112.
Mm-hmm.
And not much of a breeze. So when you're out there all day in the sun, in the heat, when you come in, you don't feel like, I didn't really feel like eating. It was nothing sounded good. It was just, I don't know.
Slime
had nothing to do with it. It was hot.
But yeah, so by 8 o'clock or so, you know, you come in from the beach, you take your shower and take a shower and come back out and you're just like,
Lainey and I would sit on the deck every evening and watch the sunsets because they have beautiful sunsets. Yeah. So we just did that. And once that was over, we were like, all right, good night.
Because, you know, Lainey get in those Trulies. Yeah. She's out there in those Trulies. She was tired because she talked so much.
Probably had no voice when she, yeah. She was, the more she drinks, the more she talks.
And we had a big birthday party for her while we were there. Her birthday was that, you know, while we were in Florida. It was the three of us. And when we FaceTimed her brother in, when we had the cookie cake with the candles in it and all. And he said we caught him at a bad time because he was in the middle of a video game. He said, y'all really caught me at a bad time.
Yeah, but needless to say, he called back.
Yeah.
Kiss him rear ends.
Not mine.
He did me.
Mm-hmm.
He told Lainey he felt horrible. He goes, I feel horrible. Well, you should. We needed to talk to you for about 5 minutes.
Well.
For your birthday, sister's birthday.
But he was playing with a group of people, and they were on teams and stuff. And I figured he was probably worried he was messing up the team.
Mm. No, I don't understand all that mess.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
That's all he did, I think. Every day, all day, while we were gone, and slept till probably noon.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's healthy.
Is it?
You know, for a 19-year-old.
I don't understand it.
Mm-hmm. Play video games for a week straight, not leaving the house.
But, you know, if he didn't want to go and do that and then just sit and play video games, that was fine with me. But you can take a little time when we call.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's rude.
Oh, he is rude.
It was rude. It was very rude.
But we can say whatever we want because he doesn't listen to the podcast unless he's on it.
I'd say it if he was listening.
Yeah, I know, but what I'm saying, if you want to really make up some stuff about him and talk crap about him, he only listens to it when he's been on it.
That sounds familiar.
What?
Hmm.
Me?
Hmm?
But yeah, because he said, people ask him, do you listen to your mom and dad's podcast? And he goes, I live with that podcast. I don't need to listen to it.
Yeah.
That is kind of.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But if he's on it, he'll be listening.
I know. Mm-hmm.
Like he was on, we ran the episode with him last week.
Mm-hmm.
And he was all about that.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we didn't air it that same week, when you were gone, he sat in. He's like, what happened? Did I suck? You know.
Oh, he was worried about it?
Mm-hmm. I said, well, Todd didn't put it up. He must have thought you sucked.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Uh-huh.
You probably pulled him away from video gaming to do that.
No, he had to wake up to come in.
Oh, you know? That's worse.
Mm-hmm. He's not used to being up this early.
Mm-mm. Well, I noticed he's starting back working Saturday, and he told me he has 68 hours he's working next month, so he'll be up and moving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pushing full time.
Good. For him it is.
Alright, so we're going to take a break. We got more coming up.
More from TJ and Jody's house next. Let's go. It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
So I'm sorry, I'm dragging today, and the energy is low level. But I think I've done a pretty good job of hiding that I'm sick. I don't think people could tell.
No, not at all.
I think I'm always good at that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You may be down, not be able to do anything this weekend.
Yeah, you keep saying that. Is it kind of like that's on your wish list for you?
No. I mean, because if you don't do anything, I don't do anything.
Yeah, you will. Yeah, you need to go. But I can. I'm fine. Mm-hmm. But it may be a blessing if I am actually doing fun stuff but can't talk.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. You would love that,
wouldn't
you?
Mm-hmm, I would.
That's nice.
Well, you brought it up.
Mm-hmm. You're supposed to disagree.
It depends what you're talking about. If you're trying to aggravate me, then no.
When do I ever try to aggravate you, Jody?
Every day that ends with a Y.
Mm-hmm. Nobody believes that. Nobody believes your little
Everyone
sob stories.
Knows that.
Mm-mm.
They know it.
Ugh. So, you have lunch with a fancy friend today.
She's not fancy, but yes,
she
my
is.
Friend.
She's a fancy friend.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, yes.
All your friends are fancy, except for my little friend Jenny.
Mm-hmm.
All the rest of them are fancy.
Okay. But she's not. But I haven't seen her since probably 1st of April. So,
and she's not fancy, Jenny.
She's not fancy. By fancy, do you mean pretty and classy acting? Because that's fancy.
No, I mean,
well, my friends
fancy,
are
fancy, like highfalutin.
She's not highfalutin.
Bougie?
She is not
no,
bougie.
She's not bougie, but she's highfalutin.
She's not highfalutin.
Mm-hmm.
My gosh, are you crazy? What's highfalutin?
Like Kentucky Derby type people.
Well, she is not that.
Yes, yeah, she is.
No, she's not.
She dresses like the Kentucky Derby every week.
No.
Big hat.
Big old hat.
He's such
That's
a
what
liar.
She'll be wearing today.
My friend's
sundress like and a huge straw hat, like at the Kentucky Derby. A big feather coming out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I guess fancy is they dress nicely. They act... They dress nicely. They act like they have some sense.
No. No.
What?
Like I just said, it's like Kentucky Derby
but
people.
She is not Kentucky. None of my friends act Kentucky Derby-ish. You're so weird. I do not.
You know, the effete, snobby people.
I mean, do you call me fancy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because doesn't my little friend Jenny call you fancy all the time?
Well, I'm sure to her I am.
What is that supposed to mean?
Because I'm wearing dresses.
Yeah. Jenny would say Jody's wearing a prom dress
yes,
today.
Yes, she would.
She'd say, Jody, why are you wearing a prom dress? Where are you going?
Or if we're going somewhere, she'll text me and go, don't wear your prom dress. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Prom dress.
Yeah, because Jenny lives in athleisure wear.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's her uniform for work. She owns a fitness center.
She wears fancy leisure wear. Fancy.
Well, I know. But when we go out places and all, and she wears fancy, very high-end jeans and shorts and sweatshirts and shoes. Yeah.
And jewelry.
Uh-huh.
So she's actually the fanciest friend I have.
Yeah, when it comes to that kind of, you know, jewelry and all that stuff,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Tell her that.
I am.
You're my most fancy
friend. You
know what
she'll tell me.
Shut up.
Something we can't say on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, your fanciest friend is probably in what she calls ninja school right now.
She probably is. She probably is. Yeah. She's not a bruncher.
No, she'll say, don't even say that word.
I know. She hates that word.
Brunch. But are you eating brunch or lunch today?
Lunch.
Lunch. Where y'all going? Some fancy place.
A place in Davidson.
Oh, okay. Davidson, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Not fancy at all.
Mm-hmm.
Right by the college.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's fun.
Actually, by the CVS or Walgreens, whatever it is.
Yeah, it's a CVS.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Will Susie be wearing a sundress too, you think?
I have no clue. I didn't call and ask her what she's wearing.
Let's call her. Call her and ask her what she's wearing
I'm
today.
Not asking her what she's wearing. That's so weird.
You say, are you wearing a prom dress like I am?
It is funny, though. Remember when we were setting this up and I was texting with her and I hadn't seen her in a while. And she goes, I miss you and I miss your teeth. I said, what? Nobody's ever said they miss my teeth. And she goes, well, I miss your teeth.
Yeah, big old teeth.
A big old teeth.
Mm.
I thought that was so funny.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I keep staring over at this logo on the wall.
Yeah.
Did you put that up, Todd?
Yeah, why? What's wrong?
Okay, never mind.
No, what? What?
That's what is wrong with it?
What?
I don't know. I just see an imperfection in there.
Where?
Is it square?
Yeah.
The square got messed up when I was trying to peel it off, and I tried to fix it.
And then on the ampersand, there's a bubble or two on it, like whatever. But, hey, nobody would notice that.
Glad you pointed it out.
But a regular person wouldn't notice it.
Oh, my God.
Just only someone with a keen sense of observation.
I'd have to have my readers on to see it, because I can't see it right now.
Yeah, but Riggins says your glasses are so big you can see the moon with your readers.
Riggins needs to shut it.
All right, well, I guess...
you need to go take a nap.
Mm-hmm. My fancy friend Todd can come take a nap with me. You want to come take a nap with me?
I'm sure that sounds fun, Todd.
Yeah. Well, I don't need to take a nap. I haven't been taking naps, but I do need to rest.
You haven't taken naps?
Nuh-uh. I have not.
Okay.
Not at all.
You just watch TV.
And
see, this is a good excuse for him to watch seasons of things. Like, what are you on to now?
I don't know.
Yeah, you do know. Because every time I go in there at night to turn the TV on, it's on whatever the show is you're watching.
I got a show for you.
What?
The Old Man.
The Old Man.
With Jeff Bridges and John Lithgow.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that.
Dude.
Is that a Western?
No.
I haven't heard of it then.
It's on Hulu.
Okay.
Really good.
The Old Man?
The Old Man. Really good.
What is the show you're in?
I don't know, Jody.
Spit it out.
Nothing specific.
The Bull?
Bull, yeah. The Bull. Not The Bull, just Bull.
Oh, like the show from CBS?
Yeah.
How many seasons is that?
Six.
How many are you on?
Two.
How many episodes in a season?
22.
Uh-huh. Dang.
But I started a long time ago on that.
Monday?
No. No. Way before we left for Florida.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm not addicted to it or anything. I mean, I can take it or leave it. But since I've been bedridden.
You know, he doesn't hate that he's bedridden.
With the ravages of the sinus infection.
Oh, you got a sinus infection?
I feel like I do, and walking pneumonia. I do. I think I got walking pneumonia.
You don't have walking pneumonia.
Jody. Yesterday.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
Yesterday morning, I coughed up what looked like a dead baby squirrel.
That's disgusting.
I know.
Why don't you go to the doctor? Sickening.
I can't help it.
So gross. He's so nasty.
Nasty or descriptive?
Gross.
As a verbal artist.
Nobody wants that visual.
I'm a verbal artist, Jody. Somebody texting me like I'm important.
Probably one of your children.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a group text.
Ugh.
Oh, you know, one of our children has a puppy. So, she's going to be hitting you up for that.
She better not hit me up for anything.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, some of us have to go.
Watch Bull.
No, some of us have to go for treatment.
He's going to go watch Bull.
And a breathing treatment today.
Mm-hmm. It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.